Well, good day, everybody. I hope everybody's having a good day so far and has had a good week this previous week, and we look forward to another beautiful week that the Lord has blessed us with. We're thankful that you all could join us here this morning, either from Facebook Live or you are able to listen to our recording on our website. And again, we're thankful that we have this means and opportunity to be able to come to you, that we can join together and worship God in spirit and in truth. Before we get started on our worship service here this morning, if you would, bow with me for a word of prayer, please. Our dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for this day that you've blessed us with. We're thankful for this time that we can join in our thoughts and in our hearts as we come to you in worship, as we sing songs of praise to you, as we study from your word and partake of the Lord's Supper. Ask that you please always help us to focus our minds on all that we do during this worship service. Help us to give our whole hearts to you, dear Lord, not just in worship, but in every day of our life, dear Lord. Again, we're thankful for this time that we have to be able to worship you here on the first day of the week. Always watch over us and guide us, and help us be a good examples to all we're around. In Christ's name, amen. So here this morning, you're going to get a triple dose of me. The Hensons are out of town this weekend, so I'll be leading the songs and presenting a lesson and also presenting the talk as we prepare our thoughts for the Lord's Supper. So hopefully that's a good thing for everybody. I've had an idea for a couple weeks for a theme for songs, and this worked out to be a really good week to do that. And I think everybody kind of has their favorite verse in the Bible, or maybe several different verses in the Bible. But one of my favorites is in Romans chapter 8. And I have to kind of lead into my favorite verse with a couple of verses preceding that. So in Romans chapter 8 and verse 35 reads, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword?" What can do that? If you read down to verse 37, it says, "No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." That is just one of my favorite verses in the Bible. "In all these things, no matter what's going on in your life, whether it's internal or external, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us." We are more than conquerors. So when we think about that term, more than conquerors, there's three things I want to bring up with three different songs that talk about how we are more than conquerors. And our first song this morning is going to be actually a song in our blue supplement book. It's song number 4, "The Battle Belongs to the Lord." When I think about this song and I think about being more than a conqueror, we are overcomers. We can overcome all the things that we have to deal with in our life, whether it is, you know, things in the world or things that we have to deal with ourselves. But we can be overcomers. In Psalm 18, verse 39, "For you equipped me with strength for the battle. You made those who rise against me sink under me." So those things, whether it's people or circumstances, health issues, whatever it might be, we could be more than conquerors. We can overcome these things because God has equipped me with the strength I need to get through that battle. So we're going to sing number 4 in the blue book, "The Battle Belongs to the Lord." Let's sing. "In heavenly armor we'll enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. No weapons that fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord." And we sing, "Glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord." We sing, "Glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord."
When the power of darkness comes in like a flood, the battle belongs to the Lord. He's raised up a standard, the power of his blood. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. When your enemy presses in hard, do not fear. The battle belongs to the Lord. Take courage, my friend, your redemption is near. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord.
Amen. In 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 through 5, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? We think about being more than conquerors through Christ. We are victors. We have victory over the things of this world, over the external things that we have to deal with, or sometimes the internal things we have to deal with. We can have victory through Jesus, the faith that we have in him, that he hears us and he will help us and guide us. So truly, we are more than conquerors because we can have victory over the things that sometimes that we have to deal with, whether it is of the world or the things that we have to deal with ourselves. So let's sing about that victory as we sing number 576, Faith is the Victory. We'll be singing all three verses of this song and then the chorus once at the end.
Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers rise and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the foe in veils below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is a victory we know that overcomes the world. His banner over us is love, our sword the word of God. We tread the road the saints above with shouts of triumph trod. By faith they like a whirlwind's breath swept on our every field. The faith by which they conquered death is still our shining shield. On every hand the foe we find drawn up in dread array. Let tents of ease be left behind and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on each head with truth all girt about. The earth shall tremble neath our tread and echo with our shout. Faith is a victory, faith is a victory, oh glorious victory that overcomes the world.
Amen. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and verse 3, you then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Share in suffering as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Again, we think about being more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. You know, sometimes we will have to deal with suffering, as any good soldier has to do. But again, we can prevail over those sufferings by Christ who strengthens us. He gives us the strength to be able to prevail, to be superior in strength, to the things that stand against us. We can succeed in our life and in our struggles because of the strength that Christ gives us. Because again, we will suffer, but as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, we can march on and get through those struggles because He loves us, gives us that strength so that we can be more than conquerors to overcome. So the song we're going to sing next is number 376 in the songbook, Onward Christian Soldiers. No matter the things that stand against us, we can conquer those things. We can prevail against those things. We can succeed in overcoming. So we're going to sing Onward Christian Soldiers. Let's sing.
Onward Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banners go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Crowns and thorns may perish, kingdoms rise and wane, but the church of Jesus constant will remain. Gates of hell can never against the church prevail. We have Christ's own promise, and that cannot fail. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Onward then, ye people, join our happy throng. Blend with ours your voices in the triumph song. Glory, Lord, and honor unto Christ the King. This through countless ages men and angels sing. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before.
Amen. I hope those songs really gave you encouragement and strength as we talk about being more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. Like I said, we all have a lot of favorite verses that we might have in the Bible. There's also a lot of favorite thoughts or favorite phrases that many of us hear throughout the years that we may be part of the church. You just hear something and it just sticks with you. And sometimes you may use that, especially in our prayers. Sometimes we have a favorite saying or a favorite thought that we may express to God every time we go to Him in prayer, whether it's in our personal prayer life or maybe in worship when we go to God in prayer. And I don't think it's a problem being repetitive as long as you mean what you say and you say what you mean. And sometimes it's just those thoughts really capture what you're trying to say in that prayer. One of these phrases that really sticks out to me sometimes that I hear a lot in prayers, especially in worship services, is the phrase, guide, guard, and direct us. I don't know if you've heard that phrase. Sometimes it's said so fast it sounds like one word, guide, guard, direct us. But it's really three things. We're asking God to guide, guard, and direct us. So we think about the songs we just sang about being more than conquerors, how God gives us the strength to overcome, to have victory over the things in our life that we have to deal with, and be a prevailer to succeed in or have superior strength against the things that stand against us. Then we go to Him in prayer and ask Him to guide, guard, and direct us. So those are the three things I'd like to bring to you here this morning as we study a little bit more from God's Word as we go through our worship service here this morning. So let's think about these three things: guide, guard, and direct us. So we think about when we ask God to guide me. Here's going to be my picture of these three things. I'm thinking of when you think about a battle and having somebody with you in battle. You have what's ahead, you have what's behind, and you have somebody by your side. So that's how we're going to attack this thought about guide, guarding, and directing us. So let's think about guide. When I think about somebody guiding me, that's somebody that's ahead. So somebody that's going out before me, looking out, kind of like a lookout, right? Somebody that's ahead, looking out, kind of scoping out what's ahead so that you know your steps going forward are going to be clear. This is also somebody that's going to lead the way. It's going to meet whatever's out there head on. It's going to lead the charge. Now, we have God on our side. We have God before us leading the way that can help us meet whatever obstacles we're going to face, meet those head on. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, in verse 8, we read, "It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. So do not fear or be dismayed." We know we have God going out before us. He's not going to leave us. He's not going to forsake us. He's going to let us know what's ahead, and He's going to help us face it head on. God is going to help prepare the way. Again, just like I talked about, God is there before us, making sure that we can see the path and we know which way we need to go. He is there to prepare the way for us. In Proverbs chapter 3, in verses 5 through 7, we read, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil." That's what's so great when we focus on God. He is going to make straight our path so that we know which way we need to go. Because sometimes when we get off that path one way or another, that's really not the path we want to go. That's the world and our obstacles getting in our way, leading us off the true path that we need to be on. Because God's right there leading the way, directing our path. So we need to make sure we allow Him to be our guide. The one who goes before me is God. And I need to trust and follow Him. Because again, He's going to help me be an overcomer, to be more than a conqueror, to get through those obstacles that may lie ahead in my life. So again, God is there to guide me, to meet things head on, to lead the charge, and to prepare the way for me. Let's talk about the second thing in guide, guard, direct us. So God is there to guard us. And when I think about that, when I think about being more than conquerors, we need somebody that's going to watch our back, to kind of watch our blind spot, because sometimes it's hard to see behind you. Anytime I run a 5K or I run a race, I notice people sometimes, they'll kind of take a quick peek back and see who's behind them and how close or how far away they are. I was always taught when I ran track in high school, you don't do that because that takes your eyes off of where you're headed. That takes your eyes off your path, even though it might just be for a split second. And in that split second, something can happen. Something ahead of you might trip you up. Or it takes your focus away just long enough, at least in racing, it could slow you down because now you're turning everything away from the direction you're going. So sometimes it is nice to have somebody, with the phrase we use, watching your back. Somebody who is guarding and protecting your blind spot. Because as we focus on moving forward and moving ahead in our life, with God leading the way, He's also there behind us to watch our back. The one who stands behind me is God. In Proverbs chapter 2, in verse 8, we read, "For the Lord guards our paths." Let me start over. Proverbs 2:8. "For the Lord guards the paths of justice and watches over the way of His saints." God is leading the way and directing our path. We have that path. We need to focus on that path. God is behind us, guarding the path that we're walking on. He's watching our walk from behind as well, to make sure nothing is going to come up and sneak attack us. He watches over the way of His saints. Can't you just picture that? Can you just not picture God not only leading the way, but behind you as well? Just making sure. Just like a parent might do for their kid. If you go to the park and you go for a walk, you might let your kids, where do you want your kids, you know, especially little ones, if you're going to let them walk? You want them ahead of you, don't you? So you can see where they're headed, see where they're going. If they're behind you, you're a nervous wreck. That's the way I always was. If my kids, especially when they were little, they were behind me. Where are they at? What are they doing? I want to see them ahead of me. God is there behind us, watching over us, making sure we're staying on that path. In Philippians chapter 4, in verse 7, we read, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." The peace that you have as a parent when you go for that walk in the park and you have your little ones walking in front of you, you see where they're going, you know where they are. That peace we can have as well because, again, we know we have God watching out, watching our path, watching our steps. So much that that peace that we could have can surpass all understanding. I mean, it's a peace that we can have deep down in our soul. And that peace that we have because God is there, not only guarding our steps, but guarding our hearts and guarding our minds and our thoughts. So everything that we are as a Christian, everything we're trying to do in our walk, in our thoughts, in our speech, in our minds, in our hearts, God is there behind us, watching out for us to help us be able to conquer the negative things that might be creeping up in our thoughts and in our hearts and in our minds. But He's there keeping us on track, keeping us on that path. So God is there to guard us, the one who stands behind me to guard and protect, and the one who definitely has our back. So thirdly, let's talk about the third one in that phrase, direct. It is God who directs us. And when I think of that term, I almost think about somebody who's there standing beside me. Somebody that's there that might have their arm around my shoulders. Even though with all the COVID business going on, I still need God there with His hand behind me, on my shoulders, just helping me walk along here. This is the way we need to go. He's directing me. Or sometimes when you think about, again, let's go back to the analogy at the park with your kids. Sometimes you just like to hold your child's hand as you're going through the park. You're there to direct their path, right? You're holding their hand. You're just walking along. You're directing them. God is there right beside us to direct us. Being there like that, that offers a sense of comfort. Can be a sense of encouragement. Whenever you say something, you know what? I'm on your side. God is on our side. In fact, he's right beside us all the time. And when we go through struggles and trials in life, he's right there holding our hand, with his hands around our shoulders, saying, you know what? You can do this. You can be more than a conqueror. Keep on keeping on, because you can get through this. God is there, the one who stands beside me, the one who offers encouragement. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 31, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? What can be against us? If God is for us, which we know God is for us, he is there beside us, directing us. And what truly can be against us to where we cannot say we can be more than a conqueror? With God by our side, it offers comfort. One of the best verses that we can read when we think about the comfort that God gives us is from Psalm chapter 23. And specifically in verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even though I have to live my life in this world with all the trials, the tribulations, the sorrows that sometimes we have to face, even though I have to walk through these sometimes, I will not fear. I will fear no evil, for you are with me, right there beside me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The comfort that we can have knowing that God is by our side is truly remarkable. And to be able to get through the things in our life, to be able to conquer those things, it's such a blessing that we have, that we have God on our side to offer that comfort. So again, as I said, we have God there saying, I'm on your side. Keep on keeping on. Let's do this. We can get through this. Let's go. In Isaiah chapter 41, verses 10 and 13, says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not. I am the one who helps you. Having God on our side, holding our hand to get through the trials, to help us to be more than conquerors to get through those things. That last line in verse 13, fear not. I am the one who helps you. With God on our side, we can be those conquerors to get through whatever life has to throw against us. In Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 through 6, we read, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Sound familiar? So we can confidently say, because God said, I will never leave you or forsake you, we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? What can this world do to me that God can't help me through? What's the answer to that? Nothing. The world can't do anything to us that we can't overcome, because God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. With the strength of God by our side, we can keep on keeping on and get through the trials that we have to face in life, and we can be more than conquerors through him who loves us. So, guide, guard, and direct us. Truly, the Lord does all those things. And to have that in your prayer, that's wonderful. Because if you really mean that, and you really think about it, that's truly powerful. And it's a blessing to us to be able to keep that in mind. So we go to God in prayer asking for these things. It's good to be mindful that truly the Lord is there to guide, guard, and direct us. We can truly say, I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind me. I know my God is always right there by my side. Because we read in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 through 9, We are afflicted in every way, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed sometimes, but we are not driven to despair. We may be persecuted, but we are not forsaken. We may be struck down, but we are not destroyed. Things may come at us at all different angles, from all different directions. But God is there to help watch over us from the front, from the behind, and from the sides. So no matter what direction this world comes at us, the trials and the struggles that we might have, again, we know God is there before me. We know God is there behind. Our God walks right beside us. So truly, it is such a blessing. So never forget that. As we sing about, we can be more than conquerors. Yes, we can. We can conquer anything that life has to throw at us because God is there going before us, watching our backs, and walking with us every step of the way of our life. I hope this message has been an encouragement to you. I have enjoyed putting this one together. And if there's anything you need from us, please let us know. And we're going to take a moment now to conclude this lesson, and then we'll begin to focus our thoughts and our minds on partaking of the Lord's Supper. You know, we often sing, we have a song before the Lord's Supper that helps prepare our minds for that. And a lot of those always seem to be, you know, the very somber songs, very reflective songs. And that's a great thing because we are, again, trying to focus our thoughts on the sacrifice that Christ made for us. But there's a few songs in our songbook that we sing sometimes that kind of have aspects of both a kind of a somber, reflective tone, but also have this other side that talks about the victory that Christ has over death. Christ, the ultimate overcomer, the ultimate more than conqueror, because he conquered death. He overcame death. We read in Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 8. Christ has been crucified. He's been buried. His disciples, even his apostles, are distraught, very sad. This is an awful time. But in Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 8, we read, "Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen. And he, as he said, come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you.' So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples." We think about chapter 27 of Matthew, and again, the trials, the crucifixion, the suffering that Christ had to go through, then ultimately to die on the cross. A humbling and sober thought as we focus our minds on that. It can be very sad and emotional to think about those things, as it should be, because of the love that was shown for us. What Christ did and went through is unimaginable. But we try. We try to imagine that, to focus our thoughts on that great sacrifice. So many songs do a great job of that. But one song in particular gives the other side of this, the chapter 28 side, the victory side. It's truly one of the greatest victory songs that we sing. And it's the song Christ Arose. It's always one of my favorite songs when I was a kid. But when you really think about this song, and I like how we sing it, we sing the three verses usually, and then the chorus once at the end. Why do we do that? I think it really sets both sides of this coin very well. We have the three verses that really talk about the suffering, the agony that Christ went through, and that death upon the cross. But as that third verse leads into the chorus, it starts off, up from the grave he arose, just like chapter 28 in Matthew. It's that victory. The overcomer that Christ is, that he conquered death. So we get both sides of that to help focus our minds as we partake of the Lord's Supper. And I think that's such a great thing. So one of my favorite songs to lead to help prepare to take the Lord's Supper is this song, Christ Arose. So if you would, sing with me as we sing all three verses and then the chorus once at the end of Christ Arose. Let's sing.
Lo, in the grave he lay, Jesus my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus my Lord. Vainly they watch his bed, Jesus my Savior. Vainly they seal the dead, Jesus my Lord. Death cannot keep his prey, Jesus my Savior. He tore the bars away, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose.
Amen. I talk about a lot of songs that are goosebump songs. To me, that's one of those. Again, you think about Christ laying in that grave, dead. But then, he arose. And he appeared to so many. Just think about being there to see Christ risen, to see that tomb empty. Truly, Christ is the ultimate conqueror, the ultimate victor, the victor over death. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 9, we read, "We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him." Christ, the ultimate victor. Again, that victory over death. So again, the one who helps us to be more than conquerors through all the trials that we have in our life. Overcame the ultimate and the biggest trial of all as Satan tried to defeat him. But he defeated Satan, defeated death. As we partake of the Lord's Supper here this morning, let's focus our thoughts and our hearts on that sacrifice that Christ made, but also focus on that victory that we all can have because of the victory that he had over Satan and over death. Let's partake of the Lord's Supper. If you would, bow with me as we give thanks for the bread that represents Christ's body and the blood on the cross.
Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this time that we can focus our thoughts and our hearts on being grateful and honoring the death of Christ, His death on the cross, as His body hung there for us. Is truly remarkable and truly the ultimate blessing that we have, that Christ suffered and died for us. As we partake of this bread that represents that body that hung upon that cross, that suffered for us, that died for us, help us take it in a way that we remember and we honor that body. In Christ's name. Again, bow with me in a word of prayer as we give thanks to the fruit of the vine that represents the blood that was shed for us. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we again come to you in prayer at this time to express our thanks for the blood that was shed for us, the precious blood of Jesus Christ. It is such, again, a blessing that that blood flowed for us, because we would not have the hope of eternal life with you without the sacrifice that Christ made for us. As we partake of this fruit of the vine that represents that blood that was shed for us, help us to again focus our thoughts on that great sacrifice and be thankful and know how much that truly means to us, that gift, the blood that was given. Concludes the Lord's Supper this morning. Again, always be mindful of the sacrifice that Christ made for us, because truly it was a great thing. So not just on the first day of the week, but every week of our lives. Remember what Christ should mean to us, because He's everything. He did everything, He gave up everything for us. So we should give Him our all. So thank you so much. We do take this time in our worship service to give back as we've been prospered. This is my family here this morning. So I take a moment to do that. Kevin and I are thankful for those who have been setting aside their contribution. If you would like to do that, you can mail that to either myself or to Kevin, or again, hang on to that when we're able to meet again. You'll be able to put in your contribution at that time. But we're thankful for those who have been laying aside each week as we've been going through this time. That concludes our worship service here this morning. I hope it has been uplifting for you. Again, one of my favorite verses, we are more than conquerors. So know that, again, as things are starting to maybe be less restrictive in our world, it is a good thought that we are overcoming this time. But no matter what, again, is ahead of us, what may lay behind us, what might be trying to come at us from the sides, we can be more than conquerors through Him who loves us. So never forget that, and make sure that we live each day of our life walking with Christ, having Him with us on our side. I want you all to know, if you saw Kevin and I's announcement here earlier or late last week about, you know, looking at the news we had at the time and hoping that by the end of June we'll be able to meet again in person. We are both aware of recent news that has come out here in the last couple of days about maybe even the restrictions against worship services being lightened up even more as well. So we're going to continue to talk about that. And as I said in that talk, I believe it was on Thursday, that, you know, if things work out with guidelines and suggestions and or whatever they call it now, if it works out that we can meet sooner than the end of June, we definitely will. So Kevin and I are going to continue to talk about that and make sure we have everything in place here at the building. So when we do start having services here again, which hopefully will be very soon, that we'll have everything in place and we'll be able to do that safely and in a healthy environment. And hopefully everybody will be comfortable to be able to do that. So stay tuned. We will have an update as Kevin and I talk about things, and if we change our decision or update that decision and move up our timetable, we'll definitely let everybody know. So again, it's been wonderful sharing this time with you here this morning with our worship service. If you would, bow with me for a word of prayer as we close the service this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so grateful and so thankful that we had this time to be able to share in our thoughts and in our hearts as we worship You, as we sung songs of praise to You, as we partook of the Lord's Supper. Always help us to be thankful and be mindful that all good and great things come from You, dear Lord, that every day that we have is a blessing, and help us to live those days with that in mind. Thank You so much for being the one that stands before us, that stands behind us, and stands beside us. Truly, You do help us to conquer the things that we have to deal with in this life. And we look forward to one day being with You in heaven so that we can live in eternity with You and praise Your holy name. Again, we are always mindful of our family, our friends, and our loved ones. Not only of our spiritual family here at this congregation, but their families as well that are having to suffer through this time, whether it's problems with their family. We've had many members that have had losses in their family, losses of loved ones, or have family members who have had health issues. We'd ask You, please be with all of them. Please give them comfort and give them strength to overcome during this time. Please be with all of us and help us to be mindful of those and always be able to keep those in our prayers. Please continue to be with all of us and give us strength, whether it's a physical ailment that we have or maybe a spiritual ailment or a mental ailment that we have during this time. Please help us to overcome these things. Help us to always realize that we can conquer through the love that You have shown for us, dear Lord. We're so thankful for all that You do for us. Help us to be good examples to all we're around. Help us lead souls to You, dear Lord. Help us to have the strength and have the courage to walk forward each day of our life. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, everybody. God bless.